Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Today is Earth Day, and according to a new report, the average American experiences 48 days of eco-guilt every year.
Oh, is that all?
I have trouble believing that. The way I see people flick ciggies out the window or drop trash at the beach and just leave it like, oh, I see. The people... The beach maids will come around and clean up after you. I get it.
Who are the beach maids?
You know.
Little crabs that run around?
Yeah. They just crawl out of the sand, pick up your trash, and throw it in the bin.
That's so nice of them. Come and clean the beach every night.
I had a road rage incident almost happen the other day because somebody in front of me, and I was in Oakland, and there was a stop sign, and they threw their trash out the window. And I just laid onto my horn, you know, because I was so mad. Pull up. They're like... swerving over to hit my car. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
I don't want to trouble. I backed right off.
That
I don't
want no trouble. Throwing all their crap out of their window. They're not the... Plus, I mean, these days, I don't want any trouble with anybody. There's too many people carrying.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
This was a lady.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She mad dogged me and then swerved over for a second and I'm like, backed off. Okay. Sorry about
you
that.
You win. As you were. Continue hucking crap out of your car.
Yeah.
No ego guilt for you.
I do what I want.
It's exactly,
you know, that attitude. I do what I want. And you don't tell me.
Well.
What the?
I will say there are plenty of people who do not seem to care about it and don't have the bandwidth to. Like, they're busy keeping their head above water. Like, the last thing they're going to worry about is whether or not, you know, their trash is bothering anybody else. I feel like there are more factors that contribute to that. Because I think it's almost a luxury to, like, have your recycling barrel and your compost heap and, you know, like...
I'll give you all that, but I think it's just common, plain...
We all live on this planet.
...that you don't throw your crap out the window onto the street. Like, yeah. To me, that is... You know better. And she's mad because she got called out on it. And that's the way that is, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me out on my stuff.
Well, I do what I want.
I'm watching you throw trash into my street, man.
Yeah. Onto the surface of my planet.
Right. Yeah. This is where I drive every day. There's already trash. I get it. But, geez.
I wonder why there's trash. That's so strange.
Almost a third of people say they feel guilty about wasting food. And at my house, we've worked really hard to do better because we wasted a lot of food during the the stock up and then the not cooking in time.
Yeah. I do feel like when you have kids, it's a lot harder to not waste food. You've got to have food in the house. You need it. You have the best of intentions. I'm buying these veggies. I'm going to feed my kids the good stuff. There's that. As our kids have left our house, we shop every day. John sends me, well, pretty soon this will end. He'll send me to the grocery store with the list of the things we
you
need for tonight's
it?
Dinner. No, I don't love it at all. Oh, my God. Are you actually asking me that? I frigging hate it. No, thank you. Like, oh, God. And then I forget stuff sometimes.
Well, that happens. I mean, you're going to just, that's part of going to the store. There's plenty of times you're making your run. You know you're supposed to circle back for that one thing. And then you get in the car and go, son of a.
You know what happened, though? John's buying all our, like, big stock stuff, like dry goods and stuff. He's getting them, I want to say, like, Safeway Delivers or Instacart or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, well, that's great. Now we can just go for the one. We don't need all the other stuff because you're getting that delivered. Learning.
Oh, jeez. What's happening?
I just hit my hand on the thing. It's fine.
You okay?
I am. Everything seems okay.
All right.
Thanks for your concern.
Are your hands pruny from the hot tub?
Nope.
Anyway, as the person who does all the grocery runs at my house, I've written home to go like, hey, I'm hitting the store. 20 minutes. Send me what we need.
Right.
And then I get the, I'm super busy. I don't have time to look. Okay. Well, then I'm going to just get what I want. Mm-hmm. I get a bunch of stuff. And then she'll be like, what are you doing? You bought I asked you for a list. What do you want me to do? I guess I double bought 10 things. Because I don't know.
Are you not using the kitchen lady?
Never.
Starts with that. Because that, she'll make you a list on your Whole Foods app.
It's a whole freaking thing. But it's just that dynamic, you know? She's working from home.
I know, but
I think,
as things run out,
and
you
check
would
the fridge real quick. And she thinks, do you know how many meetings I have piled up in front of me?
Yeah, she is at work.
There's
that's
one
a, that's the hard thing about being home.
After another, after another.
Yeah.
And I definitely...
Maybe you should come home first and take an inventory and then head back out.
You're probably right. I definitely think that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who feel like this. One of the problems with working from home is because they're there, you think they're available.
You think they're home.
And it would almost be better if they went to work.
Right.
Like, go to work, man. Because really, when you're here, I think you're available.
Right. Especially if I'm your kid.
And the kids are the real...
I need you,
right.
And I'm your here, and so am I. Isn't it our time?
The kids... Well, actually, this is an Isla thing. She will write these notes. Can I have and can I... Do, and she'll slide the note in and then stare at her.
Oh, my God. That's so cute, though.
And my it wife is
cute,
in the...
But
she's on
like
camera
the first 10 times.
In a meeting and trying to be like, get out of here. Leave me alone.
Right. She needs her own sign with an F. Off.
Anyway, it is Earth Day. Another third of people feel guilty about trashing items that could have been recycled. Yeah, that's
sometimes
there's a pure laziness that happens to us sometimes that you will. That's why you feel guilty,
right?
Because you know you were lazy.
I'm not cleaning that out. I'm putting it in the trash.
27% of people feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it.
Oh,
I don't really think
who
of that,
that
as nearly as much, but oh. Families with kids all the time.
I don't like that kind of background noise. I don't want to hear the TV going if I'm not sitting in front of it. So I would never really do that. John will have the news on sometimes and walk away. I take it back. And for sure, sports. Like
yeah.
Those will be on in the house. And I'm just like making myself scarce.
In the hot tub.
Well, these days. Oh, you're watching sports?
And how's your chance?
My chance of going there alone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah.
What?
The 650. Me too. I hate going to the grocery store and shopping. What? My John is so much better at it.
Yeah,
and just
he knows
because
where everything is.
I leave the house daily, I don't want to stop.
No, I want to get home.
See, I leave the house daily and always think I should get it while I'm on my way. Just give me a list.
It is actually convenient. So a lot of times I will call him when I leave here, you know, over the last couple of weeks since he broke his stupid foot. I call him up and I say, what do we need? And then he goes, oh, no, I don't think we need anything. And I get home and he's like, oh, I should have told you that. I'm like, okay, just give me a list and I can walk to a small Whole Foods.
This is relationship stuff, but I've definitely been texting and gone, I am trying to get us the food we need for dinner tonight. I realize you're busy, but if you could just say...
Then we don't have to worry about it later.
The one or two things that I could pick up,
yep.
We could be, you know, good for tonight. But, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Well, that whole work from home thing, though, for the record, she's working.
Yep. She's not just at home. Oh, you're home all day.
Mm, right.
Am I? Doesn't feel like it.
Let's see here. Hey. Oh, no, we can't do that. What are you talking about?
What? What's going on?
Can you guys play 21st? They're asking me to play King, or asking us to play King Crimson.
Oh,
no. Wrong station.
No, he's definitely
wrong...
coming up next. We've got a new King Crimson song from the 70s coming up.
Use the shop app and you can both add to it. Oh. Well, if everyone participates, but that's just not how that works.
Well, that's what I like about the kitchen, bitch. I just say, hey, you, Brexit, put this on my list. And then, but then you've got to say you got it. Because we're both sharing the list on the Whole Foods app, so then I have to, like, make sure I cross each thing off.
408 says, yes!
Yes.
When I work from home, my husband and daughter think I am home for their entertainment, even the dog. Tony, Milpitas Odyssey.
Hey, Tony.
I know the kids will absolutely interrupt her. There are times when I'm just like, I peek in, I could tell a meeting's happening, and I just shut the door and split, but... Yeah, you do kind of get the idea, like you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just pull off for a
I
second.
I need help. Just, yeah.
Can't you just tell them, hold, please? But it doesn't.
What do you mean you're at work?
And I imagine there are, maybe I'm stereotyping, but I imagine women feel like, I'm in a meeting and I am not going to step out of this meeting to deal with kids. That stereotype is not what I need mm-hmm. in my career ascent. To the top.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's always pulling out of meetings to deal with her kids. Like, I can see where someone would go.
No, that. I'm not. I'm velcroing them to the wall. I'll see you guys at 5 p.m. when I'm done working.
My eyes are stabbing them as we speak.
Right. Shooting my death rays.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.